It's an honor and a privilege to be with you today.
今天很荣幸的能够到大家中间。
I feel very at home on Mitchell Street.
我到这个 Mitchell Street 的时候，我就觉得好像回到家了。
Because my parents live at 709 Mitchell Street.
我的父母住在729 Mitchell Street. 709.
So it's nice to come home. That I grew up there and they still live there, so this is home.
我在709 Mitchell Street 长大，这就是我的家。
Thank you for welcoming me into your church family.
很高兴大家能够让我加入这个神的家庭。
It's wonderful to be part of Christ's global and diverse church.
实在是一个很荣幸的事情，让我能够在一个主全普世的一个教会来参加。
I don't know if you noticed, but I am 0% Chinese.
如果你注意到的话，我没有一点中国人的血统。
And you laughed more than the English service, so that makes me feel good.
你们多笑比英文崇拜里面更多笑了一点，就让我觉得好一点。
So how can we be in the same church family if there is a cultural barrier between us?
如果我们中间是有这些文化的这些障碍，我们如何能够成为在神里面同一个家庭呢？
The good news is that 1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us we were all baptized by one spirit.
在好消息是在哥林多前书12:13说我们都是成为一个身体。
So as to form one body,
我们成了一个身体。
Whether Jews or Gentiles,
不拘是犹太人是希利尼人。
Or Caucasians or Asians,
是白种人还是亚洲人。
Slave or free,
是为奴的，是自主的。
And we were all given the one spirit to drink.
都是从一位圣灵受洗。
Colossians 3:11 adds, "Here there is no Jew or Gentile."
在哥罗西书3:11继续说，在此并不分希利尼人或是犹太人。
Circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
受割礼的，未受割礼的，化外人，希古提人，为奴的，自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
And finally, Ephesians 2:14-16 instructs us.
最后在以弗所书2:14-16这样说。
For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two.
我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
Thus making peace and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross.By which he put to death their hostility.
如此便成就了和睦，即在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
So I have good news for you.
所以我给大家一个好消息。
Jesus has already overcome the cultural barrier between us.
耶稣已经跨过了这文化的障碍。
And he has made us brothers and sisters in Christ.
让我们能够在基督里面成为弟兄姐妹。
Where did that idea come from?
这个主义是从哪里来的呢？
The scriptures I referenced before,
我刚才所念的圣经里面，
were all from the New Testament, from the early church followers of Jesus.
我们在新约里面一同做信徒。
And those ideas they expressed were completely new in the world of ideas.
这个观念是在这个世界里面是一个新的观念。
So,Where did they get that idea? Is comes from this story we just heard.
这个观念是就是从我们刚才所念的经文里面这个故事所来的。
Jesus modeled overcoming those cultural barriers in the way that he interacted with this Samaritan woman.
耶稣借着跟这位撒玛利亚妇人谈话，跨过了这个文化的障碍。
My title today is actually her question.
我今天所讲到的主题是这个妇人的问题。
She says, "Could this be the Messiah?" But I changed to, "Could he be the Messiah?"
这个我所问的问题说，他会是那弥赛亚吗？
I believe this question is the most important question that has ever been asked.
我认为这是所有问过问题中间最重要的问题。
Let me say that again. I believe this question, could he be the Messiah, is the most important question that has ever been asked.
让我再说一次，这个问题说他会是那位弥赛亚吗？是所有问题中间最重要的问题。
So to answer this question, we're going to look at this story from John 4.
要回答这个问题，我们要来看我们刚才所念的约翰福音第四章。
I want to give you some important cultural background.
我要给大家一些很重要的文化背景。
That I collected from the InterVarsity Press New Testament Commentary.
这是我从校园出版社里面新约纵览里面所得到的。
So, to really understand this story, we need to know the barriers that existed between a Jewish male rabbi like Jesus and a Samaritan woman.
要了解这个故事，我们要来认识当时犹太人跟撒玛利亚人中间文化的这个差异。
In 2 Kings 17:24-41, we learn that the Samaritans mixed the purity of Israel's worship with idolatry and the worship of pagan gods, violating God's laws.
在列王记下十七章里面所记载到，撒玛利亚人毁坏了在犹太人敬拜中间的洁净，并引进了各种偶像跟外邦的神。
Jewish animosity towards the Samaritans was greatly intensified about 20 years before Jesus' ministry.
犹太人对撒玛利亚人的痛恨在耶稣这之前的二十年达到了一个最高峰。
When some Samaritans defiled the temple in Jerusalem by scattering human bones in the courtyard during Passover.
因为撒玛利亚人在逾越节的时候将死人的骨头放到圣殿当中来污秽这个犹太人的圣殿。
That's about the most offensive thing you could imagine doing to a Jew.
这是对犹太人来说是最侮辱的一件事情。
We also know that as a rule, men did not associate with women at this time, especially rabbis.
在那个时代里面，男人在公众里面是不跟女人说话，尤其是当时的拉比。
This was to avoid the potential ritual uncleanness, which would prevent them from going to the temple, according to Leviticus 15.
这是因为他们如果在礼仪上有不洁净，他们在就不能够照利未记里面所说的去敬拜。
The Pharisees' traditions added associating with sinners, period, as a cause of ritual uncleanness, so they wouldn't go near notorious sinners at all.
法利赛人更加了新的规条，说如果有任何人靠近罪人，他们就在礼仪上成为不洁净的。
So there are at least three barriers between Jesus and this woman. Male to female, Jew to Samaritan, and Rabbi to sinner.
所以在这边有三个一个阻碍，即第一个是男人对女人，第二是犹太人对撒玛利亚人，第三个是拉比对于罪人。
So let's look at the story again. I have it in English up here.
我们再来看一次这个故事，在这边有英文的这个经节。
There are so many things that I love about this story.
我在这个故事里面我喜欢非常多的地方。
But what I love the most is that the whole village at the end becomes believers in Jesus as the Messiah.
我最喜欢的部分就是后来全村都信了耶稣是那弥赛亚。
Wow! How did it happen?
这是到底怎么发生的呢？
First, the text tells us that he had to go through Samaria.
在圣经告诉我们说耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
It says that in verse 4.
这在第四节。
So, the map of the region looks like this.
这边上面荧幕上有当时的地图。
And you can see that if you want to go in a straight line from Judea at the bottom to Galilee at the top.
如果你要从犹大到加利利如果你要走直线的话。
A smart person would go through Samaria.
一个聪明的人会经过撒玛利亚。
It's mountainous and hot, though.
在撒玛利亚很多山，并且很炎热。
And because Jews hated the Samaritans, they went all the way around, like the red line says.
而且犹太人不喜欢撒玛利亚人，所以他们通常沿着这个红线弯曲的路到加利利。
But Jesus had to go through Samaria.
但耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God wanted to reveal that the Messiah is not just for Jews, but for the whole world.
因为神要告诉人说，救恩不只是给犹太人，并且是给撒玛利亚人，并全世界。
Including me.
包括我。
And including you.
包括你。
In fact, I want to focus in on the final phrase, We know that this man really is the savior of the world.
我希望能够仔细看第四十二节，里面说我们亲自听见了，并且知道这真是救世主。
So what is this salvation that Jesus brings like?
耶稣所带我们的救恩是什么样子的呢？
We can discover three things about it from this text.
我们可以在这个经文里面找到三个特点。
First, the nature of salvation.
一个救恩的本质。
Second, the power of salvation.
救恩的能力。
And third, the scope of salvation.
救恩的范围。
The nature, the power, and the scope.
本质、能力与范围。
First, the nature.
先我们来看救恩的本质。
Jesus is brilliant in his interaction with this woman.
耶稣在跟这个妇人谈话的时候非常有技巧。
He sparks her curiosity by crossing the gender, racial, and religious and cultural barriers just by asking for a drink.
向这个妇人要水喝也跨过了这个性别、种族跟信仰上的级别，引发了这个妇人的好奇心。
He puts himself in need of her help.
他把自己放的是一个对妇人来说是一个有需要的一个地位。
This gets her to ask questions.
这个让妇人能够问问题。
Then he tells her in verses 10, 13, and 14 that he can give her living water.
然后他告诉在十节、十三、十四节里面说，我能够给你活水。
This is the first thing we learn about the nature of salvation.
这是我们学到救恩本质的第一个特性。
It's a gift.
这是一个礼物。
I don't know if you've ever been given a great gift.
我不知道你有没有曾经收到一个很好的礼物。
I think my wife is the best gift I've ever gotten, but my son is a close second.
我太太是我这一生收到最好的礼物，我的儿子应该是第二最好的礼物。
But if you can imagine the excitement of the best gift you could ever receive.
如果你能够想象中你能够收到最好的礼物。
This gift that Jesus gives is just so much better than that gift.
耶稣所给的礼物是比刚才我所提到的礼物要更好的。
In fact, the reason that we give gifts at Christmas,
我们在圣诞节给交换礼物的一个起源
is to celebrate God's greatest gift to us, Jesus.
也就是庆祝神给人最好的礼物耶稣基督。
And Jesus's greatest gift to us is salvation.
耶稣给我们最好的礼物就是他的救恩。
So salvation is a gift.
所以救恩是一个礼物。
The second thing we learn about the nature of salvation is that it's from Jesus.
第二个我们学到救恩的本质是它从耶稣来的。
In verse 14, Jesus declares, "But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst."
在第十四节里面，耶稣说，喝这水的永远不再渴。
Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
No one else is offering this living water.
没有其他人可以提供这样的活水。
No one else is offering eternal life.
没有人可以提供这样的永生。
Salvation only comes from one person.
救恩只从一个人来。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
Third thing about the nature that we learn.
我们学到救恩本质的第三个特性是。
Is that it's something we should ask Jesus for.
这是我们所向耶稣所刚求的一件事情。
Look back again at verse 10.
我们看到第十节。
Jesus says, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
第十节耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我喝水的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Jesus doesn't force salvation on her.
耶稣并不是强迫这个妇人接受救恩。
And he doesn't force salvation on us.
他也没有强迫我们接受这个救恩。
He wants us to come to him and ask for it.
他需要我们来到他的面前向他请求。
So salvation is something we ask Jesus for.
所以救恩是我们向耶稣所求的事情。
So to summarize, the nature of salvation, it's a gift. It's from Jesus.And it's something we ask him for.
所以救恩的三个救恩的本质有三项，它是一个礼物，它是从耶稣而来，它是我们应该向耶稣所求的。
The second big thing we learn about salvation is that it's powerful.
第二件有关于救恩的就是它有强能力。
Look at verse 14 again. Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
我们来再来看第十四节，说人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
This puts Jesus in absolutely crazy, like, or actually the Son of God. Like, those are the only two things he can be now.
耶稣说这话, 他或是一个完全的疯子，或是一个真正的救主。
Never thirst. I get thirsty every couple hours.
能够永远不渴，我每两三个小时就会口渴了。
Between the English service and this service, I drank more water.
在英文崇拜跟中文崇拜之间，我已经喝了很多的水。
And then Jesus says, "The water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
耶稣所说，我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So, this salvation quenches our deeper thirsts eternally.
所以救恩是让我们在灵魂深处的这个能够永远不再渴。
That's powerful.
这是有很大的能力。
We also see the power of salvation in what happens to the woman.
我们也看到这个救恩的能力在这个妇人身上。
She enters the story as an outcast, a notorious adulteress with all kinds of barriers separating her from Jesus.
在故事的开始，我们看到这个妇人是个淫妇，有各样的事情阻挡她来到耶稣的面前。
And even barriers between her and the rest of her people.
她甚至也阻挡了她跟其他的人有任何的交往。
Her encounter with Jesus powerfully transforms her.
但她跟耶稣的交往完全的改变了她。
From an outcast,to an evangelist, to her whole village.
从一个社会中所拒绝的人，成为这个全村的一个传福音的人。
That's powerful.
这是实在有能力。
But the most powerful result of salvation is that it leads to eternal life.
但救恩它最有能力的事情是它一直领我们到永生。
Just try to think about how long eternal is for a second.
请来，我们花一秒钟来想想看，永远到底有多长。
How important would that be if it were real?
如果永生是一个真实的，它是多么重要的事情。
Eternal life,
永远的生命。
That's powerful.
这是有能力的。
Salvation is so powerful that it quenches our deeper thirsts completely.
救恩是有这样的能力，能够满足我们灵魂深处的需要。
It transforms us from outcasts to evangelists.
让我们成为一个被拒绝的人，能够成为一个传福音的人。
And it leads to eternal life.
然后它领我们直到永生。
Finally, the scope of salvation.
第三个是救恩的范围。
Salvation is huge.
救恩是这样子广大的。
The Greek word in verse 42.
在第四十二节里面，这个希腊的原文所用的字。
For world, the last word of the text, world.
这边所用的世界。
Is the Greek word cosmos.
在希腊文里面是讲整个宇宙。
Which literally means the whole universe.
也是我们整个我们所认知的宇宙。
So Jesus isn't just the savior of planet Earth.
所以耶稣不只是地球的救主。
He's the savior of the whole universe.
而是全宇宙的救主。
No one is excluded.
没有任何一个人被撇在外面。
Everyone, even a notoriously sinful Samaritan woman, is invited to receive the gift of salvation.
甚至像这边恶名昭彰的这个撒玛利亚妇人也被包括在内。
Everyone is thirsty for it, and Jesus' living water is freely offered to all.
每个人都有这样渴的需要，耶稣的活水也愿意供给每一个人。
And thankfully for us, in spite of the disciples' mistakes in this passage,
对于我们来说，我们很幸运。这个门徒这边好像搞不清楚状况。
They get included too.
门徒也是包括在这个救恩里面。
In verse 38, Jesus tells them, "I sent you to reap."
在第三十八节这边说，我差你们去收割。
The fields are ripe for harvest, and he's going to include them in the crop that comes in.
这边所说是庄稼已经熟了，你们可以收割了。
And just as Jesus wanted to include them, he wants to include us as well.
就像耶稣在当时包括了门徒，他今天也希望包括我们。
So I have come here today to tell you one thing.
所以我今天来告诉大家一件事情。
Could he be the Messiah?
耶稣会是那弥赛亚吗？
Yes.
是的。
He is.
他是那位弥赛亚。
Jesus is the Savior of the world.
耶稣是那位全世界的救世主。
Jesus really has living water.
耶稣真的有这个活水。
And today he's offering it to you.
哎，他今天为你提供。
I want to invite you to say yes to his offer.
我希望能够邀请你能来接受这样的活水。
To receive the gift of salvation in Jesus.
能够来接受在耶稣基督里面这样的救恩。
Salvation that leads to eternal life.
一个引到永生的救恩。
Could he be the Messiah?
耶稣会是那位弥赛亚吗？
Yes.
是的。
He could. He is.
他是的。
Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣是弥赛亚。
So we're going to take a few minutes to unpack this and respond to it.
所以我们来。
You should have received. Oh, sorry.
更多的来研究，然后我们来看一看这个问题。
Should have received a response card in your bulletin that looks like this.
在你的夹页里面有一张回应单。
Does anyone need one or a writing utensil? They'll be coming around.
有任何人需要这个回应单，或是需要铅笔的。招待会带过来。
I want to invite you to read the first response.
我希望能够来大家一起来念这第一个回应。
In just a few minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to check off this box and publicly declare that you accept Jesus' offer of living water.
在几分钟，我可能要邀请你是否能够来圈选这第一个，是让接受耶稣的活水。
As a visible sign of that decision, I'm going to ask you in just a little while to stand up as a way of publicly declaring your acceptance of God's love for you shown in Christ.
在我邀请的时候，我会在公众的面前邀请你站起来，来接受这样一个救恩。
So what does it mean to become a Christian?
成为一个基督徒的意义是什么呢？
First, it means that you agree with God about some things.
第一个是你同跟上帝之间有一个同意一些事情。
That God is good, and that He made a good world.
神是美善，他是创造者。
He created us in His image.
他照他的形象创造我们。
To love and to receive His love.
能够去爱，也能够接受他的爱。
But there is something that separates us from God.
但有一些事情将我们与神分开了。
And that's the second thing we have to agree with God about.
这是第二件你跟神所需要同意的事情。
What separates us is our sin.
我们与神分开的是因为我们的罪。
Sin is the mistakes we've made, our selfishness.
这个罪是我们所犯的错误跟我们的自私。
The evil that's in our lives.
在我们生命中的邪恶。
We become aware of sin from God's law.
我们为什么会知道罪呢？因为神有律法告诉我们。
God's law tells us that sin must be judged.
神在律法里面告诉我们说，所有的罪都必须被审判。
And that the just judgment for sin is death.
在这所有罪的公价就是死。
There will be a real day of judgment when God will judge all mankind.
最后有必将有一个审判日，当神要审判一切的罪人。
I think we all understand this part.
我想我们每个人都了解这一段。
We all know that there's a perfect way to live.
我们都知道一个正确的方法如何过我们每日的生活。
And that we don't measure up.
但我们却没有办法做到。
There's a standard and we don't meet the standard.
有一个标准，但我们达不到这个标准。
God's law tells us that the judgment for sin is death.
神的律法告诉我们，罪的公价就是死。
So where is our hope?
那我们的盼望在哪里呢？
Our hope is in Jesus.
我们的盼望在耶稣。
God's relentless love pursued us in the form of Jesus Christ.
神不止息的爱催促着我们去追寻耶稣基督。
He came to earth, lived a perfect life to be the model for us to follow.
耶稣来到这个世上成为一个典范，让我们能够知道如何来跟随他。
Jesus saw the mess we gotten ourselves in.
耶稣看见我们生活中这样各样的不好的事情。
How we deserve to die for our sins.
我们是应当是要为我们的罪而死的。
And came down and said, me for you.
他来到这世上说我愿意为你承担。
I will die to pay the penalty for your sins.
我愿意死来付你罪的公价。
It's as if we were buried in billions of dollars of debt.
好像我们欠了千千万万的债务。
And Jesus came and paid the bill.
耶稣来了，将所有的债务都偿还。
Or like we were condemned to die.
或是我们已经被宣判了死刑。
And he dies in our place.
耶稣为我们而死。
Taking on himself the penalty that we deserved.
耶稣代替我们接受那我们所当承受的刑罚。
Jesus the Messiah died for you.
耶稣是弥赛亚，他为了你而死。
But Jesus doesn't just die for you.
但耶稣不只是为了你而死。
He actually conquers sin through the resurrection.
他也战胜了罪恶，借着他的复活。
Death couldn't hold him because he was the not just a man.
死亡不能够拘禁他，因为他不只是个人。
He was also God.
他也是神。
He was and is and will be the Son of God.
他曾经也现在也将来也是那神的儿子。
And his resurrection released power out into the world so that we might become a spring of water welling up with eternal life.
他的复活给了这个世界能力，让我们能够成为我们心里面有个活水，能够直涌到永生。
And not just live, but have him live in us by giving us his spirit.
不只能够活，而是耶稣在我们里面活，让圣灵住在我们心中。
And not just live in us today, but forever.
不只是今天住在我们心中，而是永远住在我们心中。
Jesus is offering you way more than just taking care of your sin problem.
耶稣所提供的不只是解决你罪的问题。
He's offering you living water.
他给你的是那活水。
Do you want it?
你要吗？
He's offering to lead you into a new, abundant, and eternal way of life.
他要引你到那丰盛的永生里面。
He's offering to be your Savior and Lord.
他要成为你的主与救主。
This means that you step down from the throne of your own life.
这意思也就是说你从你自己心中的宝座上下来。
And let Jesus be the leader from now on.
让耶稣成为你心中的主。
This means that with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will seek to obey His word.
也就是说你愿意让圣灵来引导你来跟随他的话语。
And live every day for Him.
在每一天为他而活。
So what does saying yes to Jesus mean?
所以这边在说的是什么呢？
Two things.
两件事情。
First, repent.
第一件是你要认罪。
Repent literally means to turn around.
认罪是说你要回转过来。
So the first thing I want you to do is to turn around from the way you've been living your life.
所以第一件我所要要求你的是你要从你的生活状态中转变过来。
Turn around from living for yourself to living for Jesus.
从你原来为自己而活转变成为耶稣而活。
Turn around from your sins and receive his righteousness.
从你自己的罪转回到神的公义。
So first, repent.
第一个是要悔改。
Second, believe the gospel.
第二是要相信福音。
Believe that Jesus was who he said he was and died for your sins.
相信耶稣是他自己所宣称的，并且为你的罪而死。
Put your faith in him as your Savior and your Lord.
将你的信心放在耶稣是你的主，是你的救主。
Trust him to lead you from this day forward.
相信他能够引领你从今日。
Repent and believe that his offer of living water was for you.
悔改并且接受他所提供的活水是给你的。
Repent and believe that Jesus really died for your sins.
悔改并且真正接受耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Repent and believe that Jesus' death bought your salvation.
悔改并且接受耶稣的死能够换回我们的救恩。
If you've never committed to being a follower of Jesus, to being a Christian, you're going to have a chance to do that in exactly 1 minute. But first...
如果你从来没有成为一个基督徒，从来没有接受耶稣的救恩，那你在一分钟里面就有这个机会。但我们先要做这件事情。
First, I want to address those of you who are already Christians.
但我先要跟那些已经是基督徒的人说一些话。
I want to invite you to read the second response carefully now.
我希望你能够仔细的读这个第二项。
The Samaritan woman in this story is the only true disciple of Jesus.
撒玛利亚妇人在这边是一个真的耶稣的跟随者。
The other disciples are distracted by food and the cultural barriers stay up.
其他的门徒在这边因为他们的饥饿跟一些文化的差异阻挡了他们。
She in her interaction with Jesus comes to know that he's the Messiah.
她跟耶稣的这个交谈让她知道耶稣是那真的弥赛亚。
And she's transformed into a witness.
她就成为耶稣的见证。
She brings her whole community to Jesus.
她将全村的人都带来了耶稣这边。
And they all come to know that he is the savior of the world.
他们都知道说耶稣是那真的救世主。
What would it look like if you brought your whole community to Jesus?
如果你把你全部社区里面人都带了成为基督徒，那会是怎么样的情形呢？
So check this box if you want to commit to doing that, to bring your whole community to being a witness.
如果你可以选第二项，如果你愿意将你的整个社区的人都成为基督徒。
All right, I'd like to invite the pianist to come back up and play if she can.
可不可以请思琴来为我们
And I want to give you a few minutes to read through the rest of the response cards and fill them out. And we'll just have a minute here to do the response cards.
有机会的话，请你在下面几分钟里面，请你仔细的读一下这个回应单上面的事情，也能够圈选其中的一些项目。
Okay, I want to invite everyone who checked off the second box, the being a witness box, to stand up.
我要邀请所有选第二项的人，就是你愿意让见证耶稣基督在我们的社区里面，请你站起来。
Because I want to pray for you.
因为我要为你们祷告。
Lord of the harvest,
那丰收的主
I ask that you would fill these, your daughters and your sons with your Holy Spirit.
我向你恳求你让你的圣灵来充满你的儿女
I ask that you would open their eyes,
我恳求你开他们的眼睛
to see the ripe harvest fields around them.
能够看到他们周围已经成熟的禾场
I ask that you would give them boldness,
给他们勇气
to share the gospel and wisdom about how to share the gospel.
给他们勇气能够来分享福音，也能够有智慧来如何解释这样的福音。
With their neighbors, co-workers, and friends.
对他们的同事，对他们的邻居能够来这样的传讲。
I ask that you would bring in a great harvest.
我恳求你带在他们中间带来丰收。
That many more people would become believers because of their efforts.
因为他们的努力，让更多人能够来成为基督徒。
To be your witnesses here.
成为你的见证。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Now for those of you who have already checked off the first box to become a Christian, or are still considering it, your opportunity has come. Now.
如果你选择的第一项是要今天成为基督徒，那现在是你的机会。
So I want to invite you to stand now. Right now.
我要邀请你现在站起来。
Hallelujah.God has been relentlessly pursuing you with his radical love.
神用他无比的爱给你。
And you have a chance to respond.
你有这个机会来回应。
His love has been shown in Jesus.
他的爱借着耶稣基督而显明。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天是那救恩的日子。
So I want to invite you to respond to that love.
所以我要邀请来你回应神这样的爱。
So there's still time. You can still stand up. We're going to stay here a bit.
如果你要的话，你还可以继续选择站起来。
Say yes to Jesus by repenting of your sins and believing that Jesus died for them.
像耶稣说是的，我是一个罪人，我愿意向罪而死，为你而活。
It's always the right decision to say yes to Jesus.
对耶稣说是的，是一个正确的决定。
So stand up now if you want to become a follower of Jesus.
现在站起来，如果你要成为耶稣的追随者。
Make the best decision that you can ever make.
做你这一生最好的决定。
It would be tragic to miss this.
会如果你失去了今天的机会，是多么大的悲剧。
So we're going to stay here just a bit longer.
我们会再稍微待一会儿。
Some of you may be feeling that you're afraid to get up.
有些你会觉得你在害怕。
God's perfect love drives out fear.
但耶稣神完全的爱除去所有的惧怕。
So don't be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
Jesus' offer of living water really is for you.
耶稣给我们的活水是真正要给你的。
Maybe your heart is beating really fast right now.
也许你现在心跳得很快。
That probably means that this is for you.
也许是就是说这是给你的。
So stand up and say yes.
所以站起来向耶稣说是的。
God's love has been shown to us in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection.
神的爱借着耶稣的生死而复活向我们显明。
Repent and believe this good news.
回转让我们能够接受福音。
Maybe you're just feeling awkward.
也许你只是觉得很奇怪。
That's okay.
这还是也没有关系。
Dying on a cross is a pretty awkward thing.
在十字架上而死是一个奇怪的事情。
It's awkward to come into the presence of such radical love.
是对于神这样子一个这么大的爱是件很奇怪的事情。
So don't let awkwardness cause you to miss this opportunity.
所以不要让这个你奇怪的感觉来阻止你有今天这样的机会。
Today could be the day.
今天可以是那一天。
What will you think about yourself tomorrow if you pass this up?
你明天会怎么想呢？如果你错过了今天的机会。
So stand up now, become a follower of Jesus.
你现在可以站起来，成为耶稣的跟随者。
Right now, the offer of living water is for you.
在现在，耶稣的活水是要给你的。
All right. Praise God.
感谢主。
Let's all pray.So repeat after me, because this prayer is something we can all pray. It's true for all of us.
再一句一句的跟着我一起祷告。
Jesus,
耶稣
I've been thirsty for your living water my whole life.
我在我这一生都是来渴望你的活水。
I admit my sinfulness and my need for your salvation.
我承认我对你的罪恶，也来接受你的救恩。
I repent of my sins and turn my life over to you.
我对我的罪悔改，愿意将我的一生交在你的手中。
I believe that your death on the cross paid the penalty for my sins.
我相信你在十字架上为我们而死，为我们付了罪的代价。
I believe that your resurrection conquered sin and death.
我们相信你的复活胜过了那死亡与罪恶。
I believe that you are alive today.
我们相信你今天仍然活着。
I choose to follow you and let you be my leader.
我选择追随你，让你成为我们的领导者。
I receive your Holy Spirit.
我接受你的圣灵。
Thank you for eternal life.
谢谢你给我们的永生。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome our new sister.
让我们来欢迎我们的新姐妹。
Awesome. Well, it's been such a privilege and an honor to speak with you. Thank you very much.
今天非常有荣幸能够在大家中间来讲这个。讲解频道